The Site C Dam project has been hit with two orders from the Environmental Assessment Office. In one, the office says BC Hydro failed to mitigate the impact construction could have on local amphibians. Bob Peart is the executive director of Sierra Club BC, and he joins me on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a nice, brisk morning.
It certainly is. I imagine the same for the amphibians in the Peace area. What's your reaction to this suggestion that BC Hydro has failed to mitigate the potential impact on local amphibians?
Well, you know, the province of British Columbia and BC Hydro need to comply with the law, and this situation raises serious concerns about the lack of care, their lack of due diligence, and compliance with laws such as the Wildlife Act. And these recent environmental assessment orders were issued as a result of a two-day inspection in late August. So as good as these orders are, they're kind of after the fact. The damage has been done.
I'd like to get back to that, Bob, in just a moment, but what's unique or important about these amphibians in this area?
Well, there's the western toad, listed federally. There's wood frog, boreal chorus frog, spotted frog, and salamander. And these are just indicators of how important and rich the biodiversity and natural history is of the Peace River. And we have to make sure that as we develop our resources throughout the province, that we don't exploit and damage the environment and the animals that live there.
We should be specific because the concern cited is just on one access road. The finding that there was not a survey done on the Portage Mountain access road specifically. Is one road really a big deal to the future health of amphibians in the region?
No, but it may. We believe it's an indicator, though, of the that we suspect that a lot of the work of the Site C project is out of compliance.
Why do you suspect that?
Well, this inspection report itself was only for one certificate, and there were seven aspects to it, and of that, six were out of compliance. So that's six out of seven were out of compliance just in one inspection report for one. For one review, and there are about 150 binding conditions related to this, and this is such an enormous, convoluted, complex project that it seems that in the rush to get Site C past the point of no return, the conditions aren't all being complied to.
One could also look at it from the other side. The fact that this issue was caught actually indicates the system is working. There were checks, an issue was found, now it's being corrected.
That's correct, but it is after the fact, and so the damage has been done. And the other thing is there's no documented, published, peer-reviewed study that confirms there's any long-term success in translocating frogs and from one riparian habitat to the other. And so we've also got concerns about the science as to whether this habitat mitigation that BC Hydro is planning scientifically can even be undertaken. And we think there needs to be more of an independent compliance report that's regularly put out that so the public knows whether the federal or provincial conditions are being met with or not. I mean, there's so much going on in the Peace and in the Northeast right now, as you know. We need some kind of cumulative effects assessment, as the joint panel for Site C recommended, given kind of the onslaught of development in the Northeast.
Well, staying with the the concerns with the amphibians, BC Hydro has been ordered to put an amphibian survey plan in place by February 15th to determine necessary mitigation. How feasible do you think that will be? That gives them just over a month, but in cold winter, snowy conditions.
That's exactly right. I mean, where the amphibians are now is deep into the ground, being protected from this frost. I mean, these animals can't migrate. They can't leave. I mean, they can move a few meters away. But with climate change, way habitats changing, we're really concerned that that even though there is some due diligence being done, as you say, the environmental assessment process has picked these up. But here's one certificate, six out of seven conditions. We're out of compliance, and we're quite concerned that for expediency, the government's going to try to build this, get it to the point of no return, and creatures such as amphibians are going to be harmed as a result.
What will you do next?
Well, we've got our petition for judicial review, which is going to be heard near the end of January. Whether that will have any effect or not, we'll have to wait and see. But there are a lot of organizations beyond Sierra Club and a lot of local people who are very concerned that as Site C is being built, I mean, we don't believe it should be built, but as it is being built, it can't be built with any kind of reckless abandon, and it can't be built in such a way that due process is being set aside.
We'll continue to watch. Bob Peart, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Bob Peart is the executive director of the BC Sierra Club. We did reach out to the BC Ministry of Environment for comment. They confirmed that noncompliance surrounding amphibian surveys and mitigation was identified. No one was available for further comment. BC Hydro said in a statement to us that they will, quote, continue working with our contractors and the Environmental Assessment Office to ensure we are in compliance. In the meantime, what do you think about the potential impact of Site C on amphibians? Does it matter in the grand scheme of things? Let us know. daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on the listener line 1-866-340-1932.